what you're saying. She's so fucking feminine and ladylike. She's such a fucking lady. Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight, we about to get into some juicy topics. Hey, ladies, before we get into today's episode, I just want to tell you guys how much I fucking appreciate the living dog-ish out of you, okay? You know, I have been getting a lot of people hitting me up, telling me that I have helped them have, you know, in many ways with loving their self and growing as a woman and having these high and maintaining these high-ass motherfucking standards, in the words of one of my listeners, okay? Having and maintaining these bitches, okay? And I have helped them got over their exes, and I have helped them realize their mistakes in previous relationships. And ladies, okay, I feel like now it's like every other day I hear from one of you, and I love it, all right? And this is my way of expressing my gratitude, okay? And y'all thank me, but I thank you because this podcast helped me a lot. So helping y'all help me. I help you, you help me, okay, honey? So I just wanted to say thank y'all so much. And I actually just found out how many followers I have because I look at my analytics through Anchor, but you guys always listen to me through Spotify, so I had to get, you know, the rights to that. And I found out that as of today, I have 205 freaking followers. So if we have listeners that haven't hit that follow button, I'm going to need you to do that. But that's freaking amazing because I only thought I had 40. So kudos to y'all. Y'all the shit, man. All right. If anybody ever told you otherwise, you tell them the devil was a liar. So enough of that. I wanted to get into this episode, and I'm probably going to title this On the Road to Success, You'll Lose a Lot of Friends, How to Deal with Being Alone. And this episode came about because one of my listeners hit me up in my DMs. I told you I slid in my DMs, okay? It's going down in the DMs. She slid in my DM and she said, "Hey girl, I was wondering if you could do a podcast about dealing with loneliness, just more about discovering yourself and being able to be okay with losing friends. I lost a lot of friends last year when I decided to change my life around and they didn't want to." So, girl, I'm here for it, okay? I'm here for it because I have been there, done that, honey, all right? And it's something I've been wanting to share with people. So I guess we're going to get into a little story time. Like, can I do that with y'all? Can I tell y'all a story? All right. So let's go down memory lane. Okay. Get a sip of water, y'all. I'm sorry. I ain't got no wine today. Me sipping on water, girl. But let me tell y'all a story. So, as y'all know, I am from Jersey, brick city in the house, okay? But I currently live in Maryland, right? Tell y'all a story. Back in 2016, my homegirl, one of my close friends, me and still cool, she got pregnant, right? And she was having a baby boy, right? I know you're like, what the hell does God do with the story? But just listen. We're going somewhere, okay? She got pregnant. She was having a baby boy. His name is Carter. King Carter, y'all. He is too cute. And my other homegirl, which is my best friend, she got married. And I was working at an armor truck company. And I had just got my license. And I'm driving my little Beetle. You know, I'm Sue because I'm like, I got license, y'all. I'm out here. So I'm driving my little Beetle, right? So I was talking to these two girls every day, my two homegirls every day. If you hear a little bell, that's my cat. I don't know what she got going on tonight. You know, I told y'all she thinks it's playtime. So, back to the story. I was working at an armor truck company, and I was talking to these two girls every single day, right? And I had another homegirl, too. I was talking to these three girls every day. But these two girls, number one had a baby, and one just got married, and she moved in with her husband, you know, and you know, she doing her thing. You get what I'm saying? She got her own place. You know, she got a good job. She was in school, whatever. And my other girl, the other girl that had a kid, she was in school too. And she ended up moving out and getting her own place. So, make long story short, I remember talking to them and just listening to how much their life has changed. And I remember coming home from work and I was telling my mom, like, you know, everybody, all of my friends have had life-changing events in their life, you know, and I'm just here stagnant. And I remember, like, when is something different going to happen for me? When is that life-changing event going to happen for me? Like, I don't want to be stagnant. I'm done being comfortable, you know? So I was telling my mom that, and my mom sat there and told me, you have to ask God. You have to ask God for what you want. You have to ask him for a change. You have to ask, you know, basically tell him. Tell him and ask him, you know? So I lied to y'all night. I went in the bathroom, right? I was sitting on the toilet, not to be too nasty with y'all, but I was sitting on the toilet, okay? And I literally, you know, I never actually prayed on my knees, but I was on the toilet praying. And I just asked God for, you know, a change. That I'm ready for this life-changing event to happen to me. I don't want my life to be like how it is. There's nothing wrong with how my life was. I was living with my mom. You know, I had no bills. I was making good buku bucks to be how old I was. I had my car. You get what I'm saying? I had a little boo thing. Life was cool. But I just knew life could be better. And I just wanted something that just stamps me going into a new life, a new womanhood, whatever. I asked for this, right? On the toilet. That was 2016. 2017, y'all, my mom decides that, well, the end of the 2016, this is when she decided she wanted to move. But in 2017, my mom decided that she was officially moving to Maryland. My stepdad had got a job at the Pentagon. Everything was looking good. It was making way more money, buku bucks. You get what I'm saying? It was like, okay. At first, I didn't want to go. And then I applied for where I was at, the job I was at in Jersey. I applied for it in Maryland. I applied for it, and then the next day they called me and had an interview probably 2 days after that. And I got the job. Ended up transferring everything over. It happened so smooth that I was like, this must be for me. Like, I have to do this. You know what I'm saying? Because it just happened. It just was too smooth. Like, God was like, you know, this is what you want? Okay, cool. Mind you, it's not hitting me that I asked for change yet. Even though I know I did, it's not hitting me that this is my change yet. You know what I'm saying? So I get the job and I moved to Maryland. At 21 years old, I got my first apartment. Okay? Well, at 20, I got my first apartment, but I moved in my apartment at the age of 21, y'all. And I had a little, you know, housewarming. I had all my friends from Jersey come out. And we was in this freaking house, and we was getting lit, y'all, okay? We had, like, a house birthday party. You know, you ain't had one of those since you was 18. You know, it was lit, okay? So that was just me celebrating, you know, me being 21, me having this apartment, you know, whatever. So I was up, all right? Me being up soon turned into me being down, okay? And it sounds crazy, but this is just the way life works. So now I'm in Maryland. I have a job, but I'm not making as much as I did in Jersey because you make more money up north. I don't know if anybody ever told you that, but the more south you go, the cheaper you get, unless you find a certain type of job. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. So I ended up making $10 an hour. Okay? I went from making $14 an hour to making $10 an hour. I was making $14 an hour Monday through Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, I'm bringing home $600 a night because I was bartending. So you do the math on my money. And now I'm only making $10 an hour, and I work weekends too, but I'm still not touching no real bread. And I got bills to pay now. So, girl, when I tell you I was on the carpet crying, I was on my carpet in my apartment in tears. And I remember calling up an ex of mine's, and, well, he called me. And we were talking, and he was like, are you okay? You sound so defeated. When I tell you, I felt like I was defeated. I just felt like this cannot be life. Like, I'm really sitting here struggling right now. Like, what am I going to do? You know what I'm saying? And when I was going through this, it was like I had these friends that I really didn't see them like that. They wasn't really around, you know. But I had friends that I would talk on the phone with, you know, and they were all cool with me. We talked every day. At this time, we was talking every day. They was my homegirls. We was kicking it all the time. My life is in shambles, but we talking all the time. I had a girl that was my best friend, and I would go to Jersey to see her. And I set her up to have a good job. And, you know, she had her car. She had her apartment before I left. And it was like, I'm at my down point. I'm at rock bottom. And these people are up. And they are rubbing it in my face how they up. Talking to me all types of crazy. Like, you know, it was just like really. And it could have been me. I was just sensitive because I knew where I was at. But I noticed a change in their behavior. And it was like, they was just talking to me different. And bragging to me about how they got this, they got that. And I'm like, okay, that's cool because my time won't come, okay? Now, let's make a story, you know, make this story quicker because I don't want to go into details too much. But make a long story short, what ended up happening is my life took a turn in Maryland. And I ended up, you know, getting a better job, starting my own business, just really figuring me out. And I just started, like, grinding, you know. And when I tell you, when my life started to turn to this hellhole ride that I took to Maryland, ended up being a blessing ride, I lost all of my friends. My main bitch, my ace goon, my best friend, started to be my number one hater. Like, and she ain't never say it, but her actions just proved it. You get what I'm saying? Like, when I was up, she fell down. And I'm like, okay, but everybody got their ups and their downs. I'm still trying to motivate her so that she's like, oh, I got a lot going on. I can't come visit you. I can't do this. I can't do that. I'm like, okay, I understand that. But then it was just like, I started telling her about, like, yo, I had 0 followers on my business page. Now I got 100 followers, and it's only been 2 days. Like, I've been making this amount of money. I've been doing this. Oh, okay. It's not that serious. You know, her energy was just, like, negative towards me now that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And we just started beefing heavy. Like, our friendship just fell off, you know. And that was my best friend. That shit hurt like hell. But we fell off. And then my other homegirl, you know, me and her fell off. Then another homegirl, we fell off. I'm not going into details about these people's life, but put like this, it was a lot of, like, I don't want to say jealousy, but that's what it felt like. It felt like a lot of envious, like, jealousy. People had their green monsters out when I started to do better than them. You get what I'm saying? And I started to lose a lot of friends, and I started focusing on this business, and I started focusing on just me and discovering me. Get what I'm saying? And not only did I lose friends, but the guy I dated that helped me in the process of when I was in the slump, when I was out here, when I started to do good and I started working on me, uplifting myself, he became motherfucking sent from Satan himself. Like, Satan sent him. It was just bad. Like, he was a real narcissist. Like, it was just crazy. So what I'm trying to say is, from this story to my listener, is that at the end of the day, whenever you're trying to better yourself, whenever you're trying to do good for yourself, you're going to lose a lot of friends. And I'll be lying if I tell you you won't lose any friends. I'll be lying if I tell you that you bettering yourself and you leveling up in this road to success that you're trying to take, my young black queen, that it will be no bumps in this road, that this will be the most easy selling process ever. I'll be lying to you. And one thing I would never do is lie to my listeners. That's what I won't do, because I got to be a big sister at all times. I got to tell you the truth, the car whole truth, okay? You're going to lose a lot of friends, and there will be some lonely nights, because now you're putting out in the universe that you want better, and you're aiming for better. And, you know, not only that, you ever heard the saying, the devil's always busy? When things start to fall apart, it's because God are putting them in place for you with better pieces. That's what's happening. That's all that's happening. When I tell you, I lost a lot of friends. I lost a boyfriend. I'm a lover, you should say. And I mean, I know I was in love with this guy because I only been loved twice, okay? You know what I'm saying? He was one of them, all right? So I lost him. I lost my so-called ace school, my best. I've been friends with this girl since the 6th grade. Lost her. A lot of friends I've been with for a long time. I had a guy called my brother, my homeboy. But because I decided that I wanted to get an apartment in Maryland and not in New Jersey and let him mooch off of me, he dogged me through the mud, girl. Dogged me through the mud. When I started my business, because, you know, I sell exotic dancewear. If you don't know, I already told y'all, but y'all can look it up on Instagram. It's called Bodied_Brownstone, lingerie, all that good stuff. when I started doing it and I started posting it, I guess he thought I was a stripper. I don't know. And he started telling people back home, I don't mess with her. I don't talk to her because I don't support what she do. All because I didn't let him use me up. All because I decided I wanted more. Because he's still in that dirty old shack in Jersey. And I'm living lavish in this two-bedroom apartment, baby. Okay? So, you're going to lose friends. And that's okay. You're going to be lonely at times. And that's okay. Because guess what? When one door shuts, God is opening another. He's putting your pieces of your puzzle together. But he's just using way more lavish pieces. He's planning something so amazing for you. And I look back on when I first came out here, making 10 an hour, to how much I'm making now. And I'm talking about money, okay? To how much I'm making now and what I'm able to do for myself. And it ain't easy, but you couldn't tell me back then, at that moment when I was on the ground, defeated, crying on the rug, that I'd be where I'm at now. Because I'd be looking at you like, ain't no way. Ain't no way, ain't no way you gonna. That's my song. I'd have been like, ain't no way. I'm gonna do what? Shit. Impossible. That's what I would have told you. You know, so you're gonna lose people, man. But how you deal with that, I'm gonna tell you the real key. And then it get worse, right? Let me tell you, not only did I lose friends, I came here with my cat, all right? And I know y'all gonna be like, what does this have to do with anything, Miss Brownstone? But just listen. I came here with my cat, okay? Me and my cat been friends since I was 14. My ride or die, my homeboy, R.P. Rico. He passed away. When things started going up for me, my cat passed away. And I cried for a week straight, maybe even 2 weeks straight, okay? Every day, I was in this bitch crying. Because I felt like I lost my best friend. But now that I look back on it, that's when it really hit me at what I asked God for. And that was God basically saying, like, my child, you're here. This is your new chapter. This is what you asked for. And I love the quote by Erykah Badu when she says, in order to elevate, you have to eliminate. You know, you got to make room for new things. You can't take the old luggage with you onto the new path. Not everybody is meant to go on this journey with you. That's just what it is. Some things you just got to experience on your own. You got to go on this journey by yourself because it's you discovering you. So what I would say is the way to deal with the loneliness is keep your fucking foot on the gas. Whatever you saying that you want to do, whatever you going hard at, and I'm praying to God that you're not just doing a 9-to-5 or 12 hours every day just to have money in your pocket. I'm hoping that you have an overall goal and you doing this because you invested in yourself and you got goals to me and you got ambition and you got dreams. So I'm hoping that that's why you working so hard and you trying to better yourself, okay? I'm not hoping that you're just doing this for a check, all right? So with me putting out there that you're doing this because you got dreams that you're going after, baby girl. I'm sorry, I got the hiccups. I need some water because I'm talking too damn much. With dreams that you have that you're going after, baby girl, I'm telling you right now, put your foot on the gas and go motherfucking hard. Go hard in the paint like Waka Flocka. And put your time and your energy into that. And when you have the free time, you off one day and you want to celebrate, because you don't got to celebrate when you get to the top. You celebrate on the ride to the motherfucking top. Every damn bump you go through on that road, you celebrate on the rise to the motherfucking top, okay? You may work hard, but party harder, okay? You feel like you ain't got no friends? Go out. Like I said in the last one, when I said the last episode we just did with talking about your dust bunny friends, okay? You don't have any friends because those old friends are the old you. You are a new and improved you. So if you need to meet friends that's just like you, then you meet like-minded women that's at your job. And don't go telling them all your damn business, but put them under the wing and hang out with them sometimes. Be friendly with the people that's at your job. Be friendly with people that's like you, that's like-minded just like you. And that's how you make friends. So I would be cool with people at my job, and I would hang out with them. And if a good friendship come out of it, hey, that's awesome. Because that my first friend when I came to Maryland was a girl from my job, and we've been thugging since. I think most of my friends that I had in Maryland since I've been here came from my job. All my jobs. All right? I had to get rid of my childhood friends because me and my childhood friends, we ain't got the same ambition no more. That's just what it is. We ain't got the same dreams. We ain't got the same goals. I'm not trying to be up all night shaking my ass, twerking to my, what that pussy talk? That's not me no more. But I know when I go out to do it. So I would say be cool with people at your job and become friends with these girls. Don't tell all your business right away. Don't tell your business, period. You know, take your time and get to know them. And when you feel like they have been worthy of your friendship, then you take them under the wing and you tell them who you are. But that's who you deal with when you feel lonely. You know what I mean? And go out by yourself sometimes. That's all about dating yourself and loving yourself. Go out by yourself. Be friendly to the women that's there. Interact with them. Get their number, you know, and you hang out with them. I have met some cool girls from the bar when I first moved out to Maryland. This one girl named Brittany, she was dope as shit. We hung out a couple times. But you gotta put yourself out there. Like, just like I say, your husband ain't gonna come knocking at your door. Your homegirls, future homegirls that's gonna be loyal to you ain't gonna come knocking at your door. Okay? It's just not gonna happen. And you really don't, because women are shady, all right? And I love y'all girls on this podcast, and so far y'all haven't been shady to me, but women are shady. You gotta be careful sometimes with who you make your friends, because not everybody is your friend. You get what I'm saying? So you don't need a group of women. You don't need a group of women. You need maybe one or two homegirls that you could have wine night with at their house and shake your ass and listen and watch Love and Hip Hop and listen to Spice and the City Girls. And that shows you if that's your real friend. You know how you know if somebody really your friend? Well, y'all don't got to go out to the club all the time. They okay with being in the house with you and watching movies. That's when you know you really got a friend. That's when you know you're building something there. Take your time and make friends. But them old ones, it's okay. You got to let them go. Whenever you better in yourself, you're going to lose a lot of people. You're going to lose a lot of people. Remember in the first episode, I said, what they don't tell you about having standards. When you have standards for yourself, the men that was coming to you had a whole bunch of damn full-blown pit bulldogs hollering at you who couldn't do shit for you, you know, just taking up space. You had all these men. All these men. Because you had some low-ass standards. And they couldn't do shit for you, offer you nothing but take up and waste up your time. So that's why you have all the men. But once you started saying, oh, this is what I want, this ain't what I want, this is what I'm willing to tolerate, blah, 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 you got to come to me with X, Y, and Z. You start to notice that the men start to fade away. Because guess what? Quality and quantity is different. You have quantity. You need quality. That's the whole different thing here. You don't need 5 million fucking friends. You need one. One friend that's loyal to you, that's going to ride out with you and ask questions later. That's what you need. And how you deal with being alone is put all your motherfucking energy into being the best version of you. The best version of you. Girl, pick up some activities, okay? I went to, I started doing, dance class. When I was going through what I was going through, feeling lonely, yeah, I went and started going to dance class. I met a good friend. My dance coach is my homegirl. Never thought that would have happened. Didn't even know her. Seen her on Instagram say, yo, I need to take a class. I'll pay for one-on-one training. We did that. We rocked out with our cock out, and that's my homegirl. We go out to clubs together. Well, she's scared to come out because of Corona now, but we used to go out to clubs together, we drink together, we talked on the phone. I built a good friendship all because of the fact that I was like, I'm lonely. Like, I need to do something. I have to be active. She support me, I support her. I learned a lot from being around her a little bit of times that I was around her. You know what I'm saying? You will meet people when you put yourself out there. You will meet people with the same mindset as you when you put yourself out there. Find some activities. Girl, I go to the spa like a motherfucker, okay? Me and my esthetician cool as hell, right? Me and her probably going to be friends one day. I can see it. I speak it into existence, okay? My dance instructor, cool girl, what? She cooler than a fan, okay? My homegirl I worked with, me and her, we couldn't even stand each other at first. But now we tight, okay? Real tight. You meet friends when you put yourself out there. You have to put yourself out there. That's all you have to do. Join some activities, okay? I was going to the poetry slam every Wednesday. Being nice to them people. I probably became friends with them. As the days going by, me being there, like, they stopped going because of Corona. They shut it down. But the days go by, me being there, I became more open to them, talking to them. I met a friend from the damn poetry slam by just putting myself there. You have to go out and you have to meet people and you have to be friendly. I remember the first night I went out by myself in Maryland, I looked on Facebook for some events in my area. And I went to a play at a college, and I met somebody there, and me and them was cool. And then after that, I went to a Jamaican restaurant at the bar. And me and the bartender ended up being really cool. And he's still cool now, but he moved to Florida. But make a long story short, me and him ended up being really cool. We hung out all the time. I was out with him all day. We went to the damn casino, and he showed me around, like, you gotta go outside, y'all. Damn, wear a mask. Do not feel sad because you don't have any friends right now, because those friends are from the old you. That was the old you. This the new you. This the new you. And the new you requires some new people, okay? Some new good quality people. Some real motherfucking ride or dies that's going to put that seatbelt on and ride with you and ain't going to listen to nobody call you crazy or talk ish about you. They're going to check their ass at the motherfucking door. That's the people you need in your life. But your life feels like it's falling apart right now and you feel like you're going through hell. Because me and you had a conversation. Now, I'm talking to all my listeners, but this one message is specific for this one listener. She knows who she is. Me and you had a conversation and you told me a lot of stuff. And I told you that what you thought you was dealing with wasn't what you thought you was dealing with. I told you it's way deeper. Okay, and I'm not gonna get into that just now. We just touching on this part, but I'm telling you right now, when I said it's way deeper, it's because people see something in you that you don't see in yourself. I'm gonna let that marinate. I'm gonna let you think about that for a couple of days. People see something in you that you don't see in yourself, and you're about to have an extreme blessing come your way. God is about to work a miracle on you. And that's why it feels like everything is falling apart. And that's why I feel like people are fucking with you. And people are trying you. Because the devil stay busy. That's one. And two, you about to have an amazing blessing. You are about to have an amazing blessing. To all my listeners, if you feel like the world is crashing down, nothing seems to go right, why is this happening to me? Because God is removing these people from your life for a reason. Because they ain't meant to go on this journey with you. I'm over here clapping, y'all. Y'all got me souped. They ain't meant to go on this journey with you. That's it. He said, listen, you got to experience this by yourself. I got to get rid of all this clutter, all these negative people, these toxic vibes, these bad influences, because I'm about to put you around some new people that's going to take you to a whole nother level. I'm about to put you around some new people where before you was the smartest person in the room. Now you want to go somewhere, but you are not the smartest person in the room. But they are willing to help you and mold you and build you. You about to build an empire with some amazing ass people. I'm telling you that. This message is for her, but this message is for somebody else out there too. So that wraps it up. I'm sorry I had to preach on you guys real quick, but I had to. If this was for you, inbox me and let me know. Let me know, honey. Keep your fucking foot on the pedal. Keep your foot on these haters' necks. You are doing an amazing job. If you wasn't, shit would not be going the way it's going if you wasn't. Keep adding pressure. Pressure. Keep applying pressure. And don't give up. In the days that you off and you want to go out, go out. If you ain't got no friends right now, it's okay to go out by yourself. You meet some amazing people, you go out by yourself. I wouldn't have these damn friends I have out here if I didn't go by my damn self. I'm telling you. Y'all keep sleeping on when I tell y'all to date yourself and freestyling. Freestyling and dating yourself is the key to a lot of fucking things, yo. Every time y'all hit me up and say, how do I meet people like me? How I meet this kind of guy? How do I do this? Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to keep telling you, go out. This world is your damn playground. Explore that bitch. Okay? Okay? And if you feel like this message was for you, do me two favors. because I know if this message was for you, these two songs going to be for you. And I ain't want to tag the song in here, but go to Tink. It's a singer named Tink. Okay, go to type in Tink. Well, this is the name of the song. It's called Stab in the Back by Tink, okay? So go on YouTube, type in Tink, Stab in the Back. Listen to that song. And then after that, listen to Mary Mary, Go Get It. I'm telling y'all. That's for y'all. All right, as always, ladies, keep it classy. And I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. Mwah.